Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Brian Weezer on to help us with Pivotal. Twitter looking at their music business. But Brian, let's start with Facebook first. You were brilliant on avoiding Facebook in the froth of the IPO. And then down it goes, and then you climbed on board, and you've been very good about this. Did you change your view because of Oculus?
Not really. I would say that, by the way, my view on Facebook at the time of the IPO, it didn't change. It's the market's change. It changed, not me, right? But
fair.
It was all
yes.
a question of price. And, in the case of Oculus, I think the issue is... Okay, give them benefit of the doubt. If they think that this is a new platform, not akin to mobile, it's not something I see, but hey, I'm not living it, breathing it every day the way they are. The only issue that that I have from a evaluation perspective is, well, is this really a good use of capital? Is it the best use of capital at this point in time? They point out that we all know the problems that they had in developing for mobile environments and anticipating when they should have a product in place. But hey, they fixed that.
Okay.
Now maybe the problems were worse than we expected, right? Was it necessary to spend a couple billion dollars at that time? No. So is it too early is my only concern.
Right. Well, then this, Brian, and I thought this would have been a headline except Oculus got in the way. Mike McKee very quietly, Instagram has come in with 200 million people using it. Now, whether that's an inflated number or not, that's a ginormous number. Brian Weezer, what did you learn about the Instagram transaction that you can bring over to the Oculus transaction?
Well, not much. I think that certainly Zuckerberg, and to the extent that it really is him as an individual, not Facebook an institution, it's an individual who is, in fact, driving this. You could argue that he has displayed a good sense of what will work and which management teams will work. But more institutionally, you know, the thing about... Instagram, in the context of Facebook, it is the case that having a diversified portfolio of social networks is a great strategic play for Facebook, because any one social network might not be that interesting 5 and 10 years from now, but they all have all the infrastructure in place to support multiple social networks.
Yeah,
so it's good to have it.
Instagram, like Facebook, is a social network. Oculus is a technology. What if we are completely wrong in thinking about this Oculus purchase as a platform for Facebook? What if he is just buying another business? He thinks that virtual reality will be a profitable gaming business in the future, doesn't have to put Facebook on it, just investing in a company that he thinks can make money.
Yeah, well, it's not what they said they want to do. I think you can always keep your eyes open towards that possibility, but it doesn't seem that they really are conglomeratizing in the way that Google is. Google is unquestionably turning itself into a conglomerate and diversifying risks in that form. Facebook, not so clear that that's what they're doing. I mean, they have their themes around why they invest and what they invest in, and yeah, it's pretty broad. Anything can be social. Anything can meet they laid out three criteria themes that they are building their business against. But, on balance, it still fits roughly within the notion of it's a computing platform, and they're going to connect people through it, and it's kind of mostly similar to what they're doing.
But does anybody really think that enough Americans to make 90 cents are going to walk around with virtual reality glasses on? I mean, aren't we basically talking about an entertainment system that people will wear for short periods? So why would you think you could monetize Facebook as it is on that?
This goes back to my point about it being too early. 30 years ago, and I mean before the smartphone, what did you think you'd be doing with your phone? Right. I mean,
why do I wear my phone? I mean,
a VR environment and take the Google Glass concept. Let's just say Google Glass as a concept. Mm-hmm. Forget about Google Glass. The product takes off. Right. So it's actually unobtrusive. That's one possibility. It could also be that in certain kinds of environments at home, And it's not about gaming per se. Maybe it's for education. Maybe it's in the office so that you can feel like you're in a place. There could be a whole bunch of different use cases that have barely even been, detailed. So I wouldn't just think that the product we see in front of us now is the product we'll have in 10 and 20 years.
Very quickly, give us an update on your Facebook before I come back and talk on your sell on Twitter. Give me a positive spin, if you will, on Facebook 3 months and 6 months out.
Well, I've got a price target for $66 for end of year. I mean, and obviously the sell-off has been helpful. Obviously the whole market has had a little bit of a sell-off and de-risking. So it's a downgrade at the time of the WhatsApp acquisition, and not because, yeah, hey, give them benefit of the doubt on the strategic need for it, or that was better than the alternative of not, but you had to account for dilution.
I sent out Facebook stock chart price, by the way, on the Bloomberg Radio Plus app.
Very good. It's out on iTunes and Android. Brian Weiser, very quickly here, what's your first question on the conference call to Facebook?
Oh, I just want more numbers and details to break out. They don't necessarily like to break out. How many small businesses do you have advertising? But those are the sorts of numbers that I like to try to get a handle on.
Is trying to do music. I don't believe they have any content. I'm lost. What is Twitter trying to do?
Well, I think when you look at Twitter, you have to think about a company that is really a late stage, venture stage company. And they're trying to figure out what their business is. Right. I mean, the advertising model is going to most likely be dominant for them, but there are going to be other ancillary businesses. It's not really where they're focused, but I think they're not ruling out other ways to make money.
But the Wall Street Journal reporting they're going to do a new kind of music strategy, and at least so far this morning, investors seem to like it. Twitter shares up in pre-market 1.3%, but it isn't even clear necessarily what they're going to do there. Not going to have their standalone app, but they are going to apparently try to enable you to access music. How would that work?
I don't pretend to know. I mean, it's not. These aren't the droids you're looking for. This isn't the thing to focus on.
That's the best quote of the day.
Well, it's just that there are a lot of different things that they can make an announcement of this, that, or the other, and it's just not what they're doing. It's not the primary thing they're focused on. It's not as if they've said we're going to be a music company. No, they're an ad sales company. And so there will be a lot of different things they will do to facilitate those ad sales. Yeah. And so, remember, this is so early. It's like you really can't pay too much mind to a statement of intention about any particular thing.
Right.
But is that something
the market's going to react to it, and it's not necessarily warranted.
Is that something to worry about? As an investor in a company, if the company is still trying to figure out what it's supposed to do?
Well, yes, if you don't know what you're getting into. I mean, you're betting on the management team. It is a late-stage, venture-stage company, full stop, right? They clearly have a lot of potential. They have a really good management team, by the way. I mean, I'm very impressed with them from my interactions with the folks in the company, and I think very highly of their potential. But it's potential. It's not realized. And so I think everything has to be viewed through that lens. I mean, my sell rating on them, and you may have seen, ahead of the IPO, I wrote very, very positively about the company, given the pricing mooted at the time of the IPO. It was like $17 to $20.
Right.
And I could get comfortable with like a $30 price or thereabouts.
Can I ask a dumb question? Is Twitter an institutional holding? I mean, if you were going up to a long-only buy-side conservative person who's, got a portfolio turnover rate of 15 or 20% a year, and they're looking across the industries, plural, is Twitter a serious stock? I mean that with respect.
It's become one. It's become one. I mean, and it's circular too, right? If the market places a high enough value on the stock, it becomes a name that you have to have a position on. And then it becomes a trading play more than anything. And yes, there are plenty of, I think, large institutional investors who will invest in something based on a trading call. Because if you have a reason to believe it will trade up, you're going to buy it. It's not about whether or not it's fundamentally, well positioned for everyone. There are a lot of people who will stay away from it because it's so early.
Well, as an analyst, I mean, obviously you have you don't have a lot of faith in the stock price at the moment. Is there a business model that you would like to see that you can see from what they do that they should focus on and that would be sustainable and worth investing in?
Well, I think what they've done is the right thing. The only issue is the scale of the opportunity is not necessarily up to them. I mean, they can influence it, right? But is this a $2 billion, a $5 billion, a $10 billion revenue business in 4 or 5 years? You know, they could work just as hard and just as smart, and the same outcome might prove to be true. It's so early.
All right. Well, we'll keep it. We'll watch for tweets. do you tweet?
I did in 2007, and I thought, well, this is interesting, but I'm done.
Okay. Brian, we'll have you back and ask why, but Brian Weiser.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.